It's time again this week for the Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. And we're back this week with Brandon Peters. He's past president for the Nebraska Wheat Association and chairman of the International Trade Policy Board for National Association of Wheat Growers and U.S. Wheat Associates. And Brandon, you have been in Washington, D.C. recently talking about something very important, trade. But elaborate a little bit about what you did on your recent trip to D.C.
Hey, yeah, Shaylee. Last Thursday, I had a wonderful opportunity to go to Washington, D.C. U.S. Senator Ben Sasse set up a meeting with the Mexican ambassador to the United States for trade, Geronimo Gutierrez. And we sat around along with Nebraska Wheat. There was also Dan Wesley with the Nebraska Corn Growers, Cindy Allen with the U.S. Dry Bean Council, and Steve Nelson at the Nebraska Farm Bureau were in attendance. We kind of had a really informal discussion and background as to how NAFTA has worked between the U.S. and Mexico. And we also had a great conversation about how it affected different both sectors of the ag economy and as well as the auto and metal industry. And what we expressed primarily was, half of Nebraska's wheat is exported annually. So really, you go out there and you look in the field, every other row in my field is exported. And Mexico is our best customer. So I obviously expressed a lot of that. And it was definitely well received. They recognize the quality of the U.S. wheat that we send down there. And they also, with free trade, very economical for them to import that wheat. So that was definitely a good conversation. It was well said that how both countries do benefit from our trade.
And of course, anytime we talk about NAFTA here, Brandon, I know one of the things, it's not just with Mexico, of course, our northern border. We are into negotiations and having many conversations with Canada. So how did that conversation play out?
Well, yes. NAFTA, obviously, is Mexico and in the United States and Canada as well. And I think everything is working real well between the U.S. and Mexico, especially when you look at wheat. When we look at our neighbors to the north, Canada, there are some issues in the wheat trade on that end of it. Wheat is can be imported into the U.S. from Canada free, just like everything was intended. But when our farmers up on the northern states go ahead and try to ship wheat into Canada, wheat from the U.S. is treated differently, and that is an issue. The wheat shipped into Canada is treated as a feed grade wheat, which is heavily discounted, and so that's one thing that we are looking at. We need to overcome to make NAFTA work better, and I know there's that and several other perhaps issues I'm not as familiar with that are between the U.S. and Canada that might be holding up those negotiations. But all in all, I feel that all three countries understand the benefits of NAFTA, and I believe all three are willing to work together to make NAFTA 2.0 a better trade agreement. Hopefully that gets done sooner than later. And I'd also like to take note, I hope that, as some have called it, NAFTA 2.0, as it's proposed, that it looks like a flagship trade agreement and can offer a model for the rest of the world to look at and make the U.S. look like a good trading partner and hopefully promote trade agreements with other countries as well in the future.
Okay, thanks so much. It's Brandon Peters. He's past president for the Nebraska Wheat Association and chairman of the International Trade Policy Board for the National Association of Wheat Growers and U.S. Wheat Associates, talking to us about his recent trip to D.C., where trade was definitely on the agenda. That's been this week's Nebraska Wheat Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Wheat Board. I'm Shaylee Peters.